Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're continuing to talk. This is like part two of talking about this tragic abortion and this partial birth abortion that's taking place, and where allegedly members and employees and leaders and Planned Parenthood are allegedly selling parts of the bodies of the babies that they aborted from the mothers. It's just real tragic. But first, we just want to begin with this young man's rap. It's a spoken word. He's called the rep, talking a perspective from the baby's perspective. Watch this.
Mommy, I'm only 5 weeks old, but I can feel my heart. The doctor says I'll see you in November, but we're still in March. And by the way, Mommy, what the doctor said's a lie. You don't have to worry, because my body's developing just fine. So please tell Daddy that he doesn't have to cry no more. Jesus finished with my brain. He's working on my spinal cord. Besides, not everything is always what it seems. Why you think that when you dream, you wake up and don't know what it means? So tell the world to give you space and just let you breathe. Remember, God loves you so much that he sent you me. Sometimes you gotta laugh it off, just let it be. Like when you thought I was a girl and painted my new bedroom pink. I heard you cry when Daddy's diamond bezeled ring slithered it off your fingers and went right down that restroom sink. And you and Daddy began to argue for the next 2 weeks. But I don't know what the problem is anymore. So I guess it's me. Mommy, just think. All we got is 6 more months. I can't wait for you to hold me. Why you think I kicked your stomach? You must be proud, because the nurse keeps taking pictures of me. Please tell Daddy that I love it every time he kisses your tummy. But lately, Mommy, honestly, I've been feeling funny. Ever since you left your job, got fired just for stealing money. And Daddy says the cost of parenting is really something, and so I can't help but wonder, do you even really want me? But that's not all, because yesterday I heard you scream when Daddy said he's leaving you and marriage was a worthless dream. He was a big meanie. He said a lot of hurtful things. But I still remember the one verse that you used to sing. That I'm your sunshine and nothing can take the sun away. And that I make you happy even when the skies are gray. But if I'm inside of you, then why do I feel miles away? Am I really in your womb? Or just swimming in my grave?
Breaks your heart when you think about it. Imagine, you know, the Lord says, I knit you together in your mother's womb. I knew you even before you was in your mother's womb. You know, God has a plan for every human being, for every child, and just touches your heart. I'm thinking about, we want to be able to show you this former director, Abby Johnson, who's being interviewed by the Family Research Council in regards to her viewpoint of what she's seeing. She is a former director of Planned Parenthood, Abby Johnson, and getting an inside view of what's taking place inside these clinics.
So that's where, so even if they lie and just say, oh, he's the same age as me, 15, so like if they're 15, it's just like mainly 14 and under, we have to, doesn't matter. If their partner's the same age, younger, whatever, 14 and under, we have to report.
14 under, that includes being 14, right?
Yeah, okay. 14, once they get to 15, then there's a little bit more playroom. So as long as they just lie and say, oh, he's 15, yeah. As long as they don't say 14, and as long as it's not too much of an age gap, then we just kind of like, play.
What if they do say they're 14?
Well, then from there, it's just really watching what they say.
What if they need an abortion, though?
Oh, that's a completely different story now.
Oh.
Now, if they're this is more just for testing and stuff.
Oh, okay.
We need to know a little bit.
If they come in for pregnancy testing, at that point, it still needs to be. You never got this from me. Just to make all of our lives easier.
Okay.
If they're 14
yeah.
and under?
Yeah.
Just send them right there if they need an abortion. Okay.
Well, we're honored now to have Abby Johnson. She's joining us. She was a former Planned Parenthood director in Bryan, Texas. She quit her job after she was asked to assist in an ultrasound before an abortion procedure. Since her departure from Planned Parenthood, Abby has been traveling the country sharing her story and motivating others to take a stand for life. Abby, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Let me start by asking this question. Is this an isolated incident that we just saw here on the screen, or is this the way Planned Parenthood operates?
This is a common occurrence for Planned Parenthood, unfortunately. This is something that many women are subjected to the cover-ups of Planned Parenthood and the tweaking of information they try to scrub their charts. And unfortunately, this is something that is very common, even something that we experienced at my own clinic.
Can you tell us about that? Is there a story that you have or an experience that you have?
There is. In fact, I remember a specific woman that we thought that we were doing the right thing for. We thought that we were caring for her. But she was a prostitute, and she told us that she began being a prostitute when she was a minor, although when she started seeing us for services, she was not a minor. She was a young woman, and she would come in frequently for birth control visits and also for testing. And every time she came in, she had a new infection, and we would treat her for that. But one day, she did come in with her pimp. And I remember when you first told me that you were doing this, my mind immediately went to her. And I remember thinking, what could we have done differently for her? Could we have saved her mm-hmm. from that life that she was living? And we did nothing. Mm-hmm. That day, we let her walk out of our clinic with a bottle of pills to cure an infection, a new birth control method, and her pimp. And we let her walk back out into that life of a prostitute and a life of abuse.
Now, since this video has been released, Planned Parenthood has fired that director that we just saw in this video clip, claiming this was an isolated incident. But Lila, even the video released today mm-hmm. suggests that, as Abby was saying, this is not isolated.
Yeah, we have a second video out that shows a second worker, even though this was supposedly isolated, according to Planned Parenthood, working with the sex traffickers again of the underage girls to find ways to skirt Virginia law to get them the abortion. So, I mean, Abby, what are your thoughts? Have you watched the videos?
Let's take a look at that clip. Okay. Let's look at that clip from Virginia, and then Abby, I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Okay. Okay, the part of it, though, is some of the girls, they're around like 14, 15, and some of the girls are from like out of state, out of country. They don't know about the facilities. They don't know how to get help. I don't even know how to do it. So, like, what are your, like,
Are they illegally here, or are they legally resident?
Some of them don't have, like, their residency yet or something like that. But, like, how do you guys have teen service or stuff like that?
I mean, we can give them the same information. The only thing that requires a legal guardian is an abortion.
Okay.
I mean, you can get birth control testing, like, anything without a parent. The only thing that requires over 18, if they're a minor, is an abortion.
Okay.
But there's also ways, like judicial bypasses, we can get around that. If you guys ever need it, there is a way to avoid that.
Well, again, how commonplace is this? I mean, we're hearing the same language.
It's very common. I listened to this, I watched this video earlier today, and I thought, these are probably words that I may have said myself. It's words that I definitely heard other people say inside of Planned Parenthood. They will do anything. They will encourage anyone to have an abortion. They will coerce anyone into having an abortion.
That's pretty strong language. and the evidence is beginning to suggest that that is in fact what's taking place here.
Can you tell us more about minors going to the clinics facing abortion decisions, whether they're coming from situations of abuse or even trafficking, the kinds of situations you've seen with maybe minors coming to the clinic and their positions of vulnerability and what that looks like when abortion is being considered and encouraged even by Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, minors are frequently encouraged to have abortions. Minors are actually the most vulnerable targets. They are the easiest to sell on abortions. Frequently, they will come in with someone who is trying to encourage them to have an abortion, and they will actually talk with the clinic worker. They would talk with me and say, you know, can you please encourage her to have an abortion? Mm-hmm. Can you please talk her into it? And, you know, we are all good salespeople at Planned Parenthood, and that is our job. Mm-hmm. And with Planned Parenthood and their quotas and, you know, us trying to increase the amount of abortions, it's required. And in fact, Planned Parenthood just recently put out a statement that says every Planned Parenthood affiliate must be an abortion providing affiliate by 2013. This is going against what their stated mission is, that they want to make abortion safe, legal, and rare. The only thing that we have right now is that it is legal.
Mm. Does it appear then that this willingness to cover up sexual abuse in the pursuit of an abortion, trying to get that abortion, do you think those two things are related?
Absolutely. Planned Parenthood is a safe haven for people who are trying to abuse girls and even minor women.
I mean, think about it. They're walking in as a pimp. They're actually saying, you know, I'm going to pimp this girl out, lady out, young girl out, to have sex to make money, and it's going to produce a child. I need to know if you will kill the child for us. And they're going, yes. She even, up to four, down to 14 years old, she's saying, this is where you go. It makes me think of Sherry Shepherd on The View. When she went to Planned Parenthood to help out, and what happened to her? They actually pushed her through, rushed her through. As a matter of fact, let Sherry tell you herself.
There are teenage girls out here. Mm-hmm. There are teenage girls out here who, I have to speak to that because I was one of them, who it wasn't a thing of where I didn't think of, oh, I can't feed this baby, I don't have enough money.
Know? Did anybody teach you?
I was a teenager. It was just like,
who helped you? Where did you go to get help to talk about what had happened?
I went to Planned Parenthood, and they actually were encouraging me to have the abortion. Even when I had second thoughts.
How old
were you? I was 17, and I said, I got second thoughts, but they were trying to rush me in there to have the abortion.
I ended up not going, Sherry, I don't know who you went to, but I'll tell you.
I went to Planned Parenthood. That's
no, I'm saying.
I don't know who you went to, Whoopi Goldberg says, and she's saying, I went to Planned Parenthood, and they're just pushed her to go ahead, even though she was having second thoughts. And this is, you know, the answer is not killing people, killing children. There is an answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. When we begin to live a right life before God in view of His mercies, you know, seek His forgiveness, cry out for Him to touch us in such a way that turns us around as a nation, then we don't have to, the answer is not killing people, killing children, it's repentance. We're going to talk more about that, and even more of these clips coming from out of Planned Parenthood leadership talking and negotiating about selling the body parts of the children that they're actually killing and the abortion. It's crazy.
This is just such a tragic thing that's taking place, but it's surfacing. If you've been with us, you've heard us say, you know, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And it's like these two things are contingent. It's the innocent blood. But notice this, when God was going to bring judgment on Israel, who He had covenant with, so everybody out there that says, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. He said, when King Josiah understood this, he understood there was innocent bloodshed, he understood that God was angry with the nation of Israel, he repented, and he acknowledged it, and he began to take down all the altars to Moloch, where babies were sacrificed. Mm-hmm. And God stopped the destruction. He put it on pause. And he even talked about this particular leader, Josiah. He said that there wasn't a king greater before or after Josiah. So there is this, you know, we get this tendency of saying it'll never stop. It started with a simple vote against the people's will in 1973. The population of America was not for abortion.
And to imagine that up until that time, it was absolutely illegal.
It was illegal to be able to kill your child in the womb. And now, since then, reports are 57,762,169 children have been killed since 1973. What's the population? Yeah. If you actually had the population of America, how many states would that, could you say, that would represent out of 50 states?
We've covered this before on VFN TV, and we have a related link for you, but it's the equivalent of 25 states.
So you could literally take away 25 states in America, and that's how many people we've killed.
That's right.
That's tragic. It's so
tragic.
And it's so, you know, we've got to understand before God that, you know, He's going to hold us accountable for this. And it's interesting, too, John, how they're building these clinics, these Planned Parenthood clinics, around the very places they're promoting sex.
Promiscuity, yeah, sure.
Promiscuity. And it's like they're making money off of this.
79% of Planned Parenthood, according to Student Life organization in the video that they just put together.
Let's see that video. Let's talk about 920. Where they're actually, this is amazing where they're building these clinics.
Planned Parenthood says it cares about us, about our health, about protecting our bodies and our rights. They say they provide a lot of women's health services, from contraception to mammograms, even counseling. But what do Planned Parenthood's own numbers say about them? The numbers say Planned Parenthood is big business. A big business that sells one thing, abortions. And they need to sell as many as they can. So they turn us into loyal customers. Here's how they create customers. First, they start with sex ed programs for teens, promoting promiscuity, passing out free condoms, and getting children hooked on sex. By selling us low-quality contraception, they guarantee us as return customers for STD and pregnancy tests. According to Consumer Reports, Planned Parenthood produced the lowest quality condoms of all the brands they tested, which means that they're going to fail more often than any other condom. If we want to avoid faulty condoms, the alternative they offer us is hormonal contraception. The problem is, these contraceptives are really bad for our bodies. The World Health Organization labels them as a type 1 carcinogen, which puts them in the same category as cigarettes and asbestos. So, what happens when, after using their faulty contraception, we inevitably get pregnant? Planned Parenthood knows we will turn to them. This is why 79% of Planned Parenthood facilities are within 5 miles of a college campus, because college campuses are huge client bases for them. When we come back pregnant, they offer counseling, which, according to former Planned Parenthood employees, isn't counseling at all. These employees tell us that Planned Parenthood affiliates have abortion quotas. That's why for every one adoption, Planned Parenthood sells 145 abortions. To meet these abortion quotas, their sales teams push abortion and steer us away from parenting and adoption. Because after all, abortion is Planned Parenthood's product. 92% of their prenatal services are abortions, and it brings in the profit. On average, Planned Parenthood rakes in $150 million from the nearly 334,000 abortions they perform a year. This means that, on average, each of our bodies is worth $451 to them. They get to add this to the money they get from the federal government, which means that in a single year, Planned Parenthood cashes in on women in trouble to the tune of almost $700 million. There are plenty of organizations that care about us, local clinics and pregnancy centers that can actually help. They will tell us about real options and help us do what's best for us, not their bottom line, because Planned Parenthood doesn't care about us. They care about selling their product. They don't care about our rights, and they don't care about real choice. Because let's face it, Planned Parenthood is about abortion, no matter what.
This is so amazing, you know, what the mindset of America, that all of a sudden, you know, life is optional, that you can take life out and realize that if we think somebody's life is optional today, realize they're going to think your life is optional tomorrow.
That's right.
It's death. It's murder. As a matter of fact, I think about Dr. Gosnell and what he did. They got a movie coming out about this man who murdered these children, and watch it. It'll just break your heart, and then we'll go to break.
Hello. We're journalists and filmmakers, and for over a decade now, we've been telling the stories that Hollywood and the mainstream media don't want to cover.
We funded our last film through Kickstarter, and it was picked up by Mark Cuban's TV channels.
And today, we're back to ask for your help to make our most important movie yet.
Today, we're launching the biggest ever crowdfunding campaign for a movie. We're going to make a TV film about Kermit Gosnell. Kermit Gosnell is the most prolific serial killer in American history. But almost no one knows who he is. The media have basically ignored his crime and his trial. He ran an abortion clinic in Philadelphia where he delivered live, viable babies and then murdered these newborns by severing their spinal cords with scissors.
According to expert testimony from neonatologists, these babies fought for their lives and suffered tremendous pain. But the mainstream media or Hollywood don't think this is a story. Gosnell killed more people than Gary Ridgway, John Wayne Gacy, the Zodiac Killer, and Ted Bundy combined. In a 30-year killing spree, it is thought he killed many thousands of babies.
And yet, the mainstream media or Hollywood don't think this is a national story. The same media that gave us daily updates on Jodi Arias, who was on trial at the same time as Gosnell for killing her boyfriend, just one person. Hollywood think the Jodi Arias story is so important, they have already made a TV movie about her, which has been shown multiple times.
But you shouldn't be surprised, because the establishment has always covered up the crimes of Kermit Gosnell. Here's how the grand jury explained what happened. Bureaucratic inertia is not exactly news. We understand that. But we think this was something more. We think the reason no one acted is because the women in question were poor and of color. Because the victims were infants without identities. And because the subject was the political football of abortion.
There's been too much censorship of this story already. We're going to change all that. With your help, we're going to make a TV film about Kermit Gosnell. We'll do the job the mainstream media and Hollywood won't do. Too often we complain about the mainstream media not reporting the news and throw stuff at our TV sets. Now you can do something about it.
This is a historic campaign. Up till now, the world record is for the film Veronica Mars, a teen detective story that asked for $2 million and raised $5.7 million.
With your help, we're going to hire the best screenwriter, director, and actors to make sure that the story of Kermit Gosnell gets into every home in America.
You can give as little as $1 or as much as $10,000. You know what you can afford, but even the smallest amount is important because it sends a message that if the media won't report the news, we can do it ourselves.
Please give what you can. Gosnell's crimes need to be known, and the thousands of babies he murdered must not be forgotten. Help us do this. Please pledge right now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen, our God created the universe. When you think about it, he sent his son to be born of a woman, to live a sinless life, to pay the price for our sins, so that when he died on the cross and he was offered up as a sin offering on the cross, he was put in the grave dead, but raised on the third day to go sit on the right hand of the creator of the universe, so that if we believe in him, we'll have eternal life. Our God can do this and holds all the universe together. He can end, if we stand up for what's right, yes, in a humble way and realize that, you know, thereby go the, you know, the grace of us, we're all the, you know, that God will, he will respond. He looks for opportunities to forgive and show forth his mercy, but we can't just keep saying it's okay to keep killing our children. We just can't do that. And I think about John, this particular employee, Deborah Nucatella?
Yes.
With, she's a doctor, actually, with Senior Director Medical Services for
Planned Parenthood.
And she's having a meal, just eating her meal. And
salad and wine and talking about baby's body parts.
And you're wondering what's happening at the table next to you. If you were sitting in this restaurant, this is what was going on, because she was talking about, you know, if you want to buy this body part, if you need some lungs, everybody likes livers, I think it was.
Yeah, livers.
Babies, selling babies' livers as she's eating her food. She says, we can actually crush the baby differently and not crush that part. As a matter of fact, take a look at this tragic, tragic thing.
I've been very good at getting parts, lung, liver, because we know that, so I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below, I'm going to crush above, and I'm going to see if I get it intact.
When you think about that, I mean, a previous program, you got to catch it. This is almost like a second part of that, because we just went in detail and see this whole interview. But this, allegedly, she's sitting there talking about, if you're going to go to to get fried chicken, you say, hey, I want a breast, I want a leg, I want chicken livers.
Yeah.
And they are saying, we heard them say this on this, you know, allegedly on this video of them saying it. And you can see it on the previous program. They're going, people, even they have a menu before when they look at the lady who is pregnant, and they already, in their minds, pre-sell those parts of the body in determining how they're going to actually kill that child. Are going to kill it this way or kill it that way.
They have a huddle meeting every day to know how many women are coming in and what can they expect and how they're going to perform this abortion, this murder.
And ma'am, they're taking advantage of you.
Mm.
They're making, they're seeing you as a dollar figure.
Allegedly only worth $450 because that's what they're getting.
Out of every single person that they're doing that. But think about this, they don't care about you or your child. But God does. God does care. And God can make a way. And it's not what so many people are promoting today. The family is actually not a negative thing.
Right.
Having a child is not the
worst thing that could ever happen to you.
You know, as our president said, I wouldn't want my daughters to have an unwanted pregnancy something that he said, how he said it, but it's almost like got sick instead of got pregnant. Mm. But it's just like we got to rethink things again because human beings are creating the image and the likeness of God, and destroying the human race is destroying the image and the likeness of God. Who would be into that? That would be Lucifer that's into that. And even they even talked about in one of these particular undercover alleged interviews with, I believe it was Deborah too as well here, talking about the federal law, right?
Yes.
That you can be manipulated or something. Here's what she said.
It's open to interpretation.
Open to interpretation. 925. Take a look at this.
Federal abortion ban is a law, and laws are up to interpretation. So if I say on day one I do not intend to do this, what ultimately happens doesn't matter.
What ultimately happens is just go in with the legal words, but once you're there, you can change anything. It sounds like what she's saying. Yeah. And
once you say, this is my intention, but then in the middle of it, you decide to do something else, it doesn't matter because your intention supersedes whatever you actually did.
I mean, for example, you could say, I'm going to go in for, and I'm just thinking, I don't know for sure, I'm going to go in for an angioplasty, or we're going to work on one particular artery in your heart, but they mark you up for potentially open heart surgery if that doesn't work out.
Right.
That's probably what they're talking about. I would assume that once the surgeon goes in, they're not going to try to drive the car for the surgeon. Then the doctor can just say, we started off with having an angioplasty and just fixing one artery, but we had to go in and do an open heart surgery.
Right.
I mean, nobody's going to judge that doctor based on that normally. And it seems like that's what they're kind of taking that kind of leeway. I don't know, but it
makes me think about what we showed in the previous program of what an actual partial birth abortion is. A lot of people don't know. I didn't know until you actually get a chance to see.
Well, you've got to see this. And, we actually show the doctor's explaining, exactly what it is using a doll. And it just explains in detail. And they deliver the baby, first pull his feet out, then they pull her body out, then they pull her arms out. All they do, John, according to this doctor, is leave the baby's head in the mother's birth canal, and the baby's moving around alive. If that head comes out, this child has all the constitutional rights in the world, and they consider it murder. But the very fact that you didn't pull its mouth and its nose out where it can take a breath, then you can kill it, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
And then you can sell the parts of that baby. But in addition to that, we actually put an actual procedure taking place right in the split screen so you can see it taking place. So it's not some theory. This is what they're actually doing. It's called partial birth abortion. They deliver, they actually cause the baby to be breached, which is actually a negative thing. You don't necessarily want to do that, which is the butt first. And they make the head come last. Why the head last? Because they want to kill the baby. The head comes out.
And they kill the baby by taking these forceps, as you can see in this video, and shoving it in the back of the skull.
Right back in the back. And then shove it in the brain and then open them up, which is cutting the medulla part of your brain, I guess, and all that. And if that doesn't work, the doctor said they take a suction tube and stick it in the same place.
Which reportedly is strong enough to crush a can, so you can only imagine what it would do to a brain.
Listen what happened in Dr. Gosnell's office here at, I believe it was 9:32, when you're hearing the clinical help that was working with him, what he did to end the life of these children. It's tragic. Alive. They're alive. And he was killing them. He's in prison now.
Oh, yeah.
But the question is, how many more people need to be in the same place?
Mm.
So, and you see the baby alive?
Yes, sir.
And him kill that baby outside the womb?
Yes, sir.
and this would be done by jamming some sort of instrument into the
either that or soft spot or twitch, actually twisting the head off the neck, kind of with his own bare hands.
And you saw that happen?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So he would twist the head.
Sometimes he would go through the stomach as well.
Sometimes he would do what?
He would like force it through the stomach.
The instrument. Mm-hmm. The is it beards?
And like twist it.
Yeah.
And another you saw that?
Mm-hmm. Anything that he could get to the fastest. Like she said, the umbilical, he was probably perforating the umbilical cord. I normally saw either the snipping of the spine or the introduction of the instrument in the soft spot of the fetus, normally, or twisting of the neck.
Remember, he would put like his finger.
Yeah, or his finger. He'd take his finger and then
through the throat.
Yeah. You remember that the one that he did with the baby, the fetus came out and it was alive. He had thought he had actually killed it already, and he opened up his eyes and grabbed his hand, his finger. Mm-hmm. Remember that one?
No. What happened?
Supposedly they said that it was a botch, and it was a botch abortion, but the fetus was still alive. He thought it was dead,
mm-hmm.
and the fetus opened his eyes and actually
grabbed his finger.
Was able to grab his finger, and the whole procedure, I guess, while he's doing the procedure.
He was getting
Because after the fetus, of course, he has to massage the abdomen to bring the placenta down, or grab it with the forceps to bring it out.
And this baby was
alive.
Now, huh?
He was alive.
Well, yeah, he's looking at him, grabbing his finger.
Yeah. Yeah. He thought he had finished with the baby.
He thought it was diseased.
It was a disease. He was getting ready to put it in the bag.
Did he talk about that?
One of his employees did. That's how I found out.
He doesn't talk about that.
You think about this, it's placenta. These are the people that were helping him. He just hired people who had no, obviously, medical knowledge. They're calling a placenta a poinsettia, and these different, terminologies that they're using. But they were right there watching or witnessing someone who witnessed this doctor taking human life like this.
Twisting heads off.
Yes, and as you saw the movie they're wanting to put together, he's killed more than all these serial killers alone. But think about it, 70, almost 70 million since that we know about that's recorded, that's happened since 1973. We legalized the killing of children. And people are openly talking today, just openly talking, like it's just it's okay. It's okay it's the woman's right to choose if she wants to kill her baby and to sell the baby's body parts. And imagine this, because we get back from this break, you gotta see this. One of the presidential members of Ganty or something, Gatter,
Mary Gatter,
with Planned Parenthood, is talking about buying a Lamborghini with the money of selling the parts of the allegedly of this child. And it's like, can you imagine standing before the throne of God, and because you wanted to live so bad, you took the liver of a child that didn't get a chance to live its life, got murdered by the parts.
Wow.
I mean, what are doctors putting in you? You got to, and they're distributing these parts. There's organizations today, according to these reports, that are taking up these parts of the body and distributing, which is crazy. I know, just a side note right here, Jonathan Collins coming to Church of His Presence in Daphne, Alabama with Pastor Kilpatrick. And I'm telling you, this man is the author of Harbingers and
the Shemitah
Year. This is the Shemitah Year. All these things are coming to pass. If you get a chance, you can join them in Daphne, Alabama.
America's apostasy from God has been deepening, has been intensifying.
Is it possible that this mystery could still be in effect? So the warning is that if America does not turn back to God, the American age as we have known it will collapse. If the dark is getting darker, the lights have to get brighter. Ground yourself all the more strongly on the Word of God. Live for His glory, live on fire, be strong and of good courage, and in His power you will overcome the world.
The
This particular lady, she's the president of something with Planned Parenthood. Mary Getty. She's haggling over.
Getter.
She's haggling, according to this video, allegedly, over the price that she's going to get for these body parts of these babies that have been killed through abortion. Mm-hmm. And she's just not, it's just not a big deal to her. And she's throwing things out like you name the price. And, you know, and then she says at some point in this video, she says, well, let me check with all the other Planned Parenthoods mm-hmm. in California. You know, and find out what they're getting. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
something
what they're
of that
getting.
Nature. So it's like, that means is this happening?
How big of a network is this really happening across? Even when they're talking about a menu where they can streamline the
prior
services. They want
to
streamline.
Because they're going to determine based on what they're telling, what we've seen so far, and you can see in our previous program as well, how they're going to actually kill the child. If you want legs, then they're not going to crush the legs. If you want, you know, eyes and ears and that type of thing, or liver, they make sure they're going to say that we'll crush the
this
legs.
This is so deplorable. I mean,
it's horrific.
This is so horrific because they're actually negotiating between volunteer tissue. Apparently,
tissue is a nice name for body parts.
Body
of your
parts,
child.
Right.
Yeah.
So you're donating, quote unquote, maybe for research, and then they're extracting, they're taking everything. These companies come in and just taking every bit of the baby.
Right.
And then they're using it for whatever they're going to use it for. But it's horrible. They're paying a price for this.
So she just cranked it. She said like $70, $75 or something like that. Then she came up with like $100.
What would make you happy?
What would make you happy? And then she looked over at the lady that was with her. I don't know who she is. But she said, I want to get a Lamborghini.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, which is a sports car. Watch this.
So let me just figure out what others are getting, and if this is in the ballpark, then that's fine. If it's low, still low, then we can talk about it.
You would. What
would
you do?
I want a Lamborghini. I said I want a Lamborghini.
Don't we all, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, think about that. When did it come up to the time where you're looking right here, I'm sure you can see this, that we're going to choose a car over our baby? I mean, how many people say, this is not convenient?
Uh-huh.
You know, I have an extra car payment. I have a vacation I want to take. I got, you know, I want to get a bigger house. I want to get a raise. I got a raise coming up at work. And instead, the system is developed where they off their child, you know, for
comfort, convenience, and money. Comfort, convenience, and money.
And you know, it's a lie that was promulgated by the world and people who bought into the world system, and God's going to hold us accountable for it. It's, and by the way, the statistics show that it's only like 1% or 2% or something of that nature that abortions happen because of some sort of rape, or incest. And so out of the 70 almost million abortions, the most of them were just like we showed earlier about, mm-hmm. you know, just as a form of birth control or just preventing the access to your Lamborghini, I guess, or whatever. But this is the doctor, or it's not the doctor, but this is one of the leaders saying, you know, and you can see the whole, we have every bit of it for you on the VFN Torch in our previous program, where she's saying that they're going to say, this is just something that they do. They just sell the baby.
Why are our tax dollars going to this?
Yes, which means you're paying for
it, by the way.
You're
paying for it. We are paying for murder.
So you can't say that I'm not in that.
No. That's why we need to cry out to God.
Yes.
That's how we need to appeal to heaven and cry to God and repent so that God doesn't then hold this sin against us, because the blood of these babies is crying out to God, and he doesn't have a deaf ear towards them.
Right. It is tragic. As a matter of fact, I want you to see this. I mean, before we close, I want you to see, there's a day we couldn't look at the baby in the womb, but now we can look at the baby in the womb. And these are the babies that they're talking about, that they're selling their body parts and taking them and killing them. And it's just tragic. Take a look at this. Thank you. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalms chapter 139, 13. Let's pray. Let's ask God to end abortion and send revival, send a third great awakening. Father God, we just pray right now, Father God. We just humbly come before you, Lord and say, Lord, forgive us, Lord, for the sin of abortion. Lord. Forgive us, Lord, for killing our children, Lord God. Forgive us for just wanting to live at the sake of others dying. God, what is this? God, forgive us for the sin of death. Lord God, I pray that you would end abortion in America, Lord God. End abortion. Sin revival, sin a third great awakening, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.